Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Time for the Monday mailbag.
Time for the Monday mailbag. Hold on, let me get the right music out here. Every week, we go through the emails, drive@jacarandafm.com. Normally, someone has a question, something they need some help with. Wie's vandag?
Vandag is ek kwaad.
Jy persoonlik?
Ja, because apparently I'm aggressive now. I'm also angry and aggressive. This mail comes from Bernadette.
Ja.
Hi, Robin Roz. Over the festive season, we had a big family gathering. And the first thing my aunt, who hasn't seen me in 5 years, said was, wow, you've gained weight.
No, man.
Not a hi or a Merry Christmas. Is it just me or is that not something we do in 2025? Love the show, Bernadette.
I'm angry on Bernadette's behalf as well.
Salve.
I thought we've learned the rules by now. You don't talk about someone else's body. Point blank, that's it. Klaar.
Orissa, ek het eintlik 'n paar jaar terug 'n post gemaak hieroor. If someone says to me, oh, you've put on weight, my answer is, and then I give them the death stare.
Because what else must you do?
Ek kyk vir jou so dat jy so skaam voel vir die nonsens wat jy kwytraak oor my lyf. Come on now.
What's Bernadette's... Does she have a question? Or is she just venting?
Is it just me or is this just something we do not do in 2025?
No, she's right. We don't do it in 2025.
So you know what? I think we should say, maybe give her a little bit of ammo for the next time she sees this aunt. Hopefully it's going to be another 5 years.
Yeah.
Onbeskof. I think we should ask our Jacaranda FM friends, how do you respond if someone says to you, wow, you've gained weight? Or, oh my word, you're so skinny.
Yeah.
Like, body comments, how up?
Jeff says, rude aunt, not invited back again.
Correct.
Yeah, it's one of those things you'd think people know better. Mm. I don't know, is there a generational thing? Was there a group of people who were raised that it was acceptable to say things like that straight off the bat?
I feel like it is. I think it's very much a generational thing. Want ons weet, ons gaan nie so iets vir iemand sê nie.
Ek sal nooit iets vir iemand sê. Belief sê nie.
Because
nooit nie.
Ook, ek sien myself elke dag in die spieël. As ek nou gewig opgetel het, I am aware of
ja,
it.
100%. What's the response? What do you do in that situation?
Jeff's being petty. You reply, you too.
I mean, it's a family member. You're going to run into them at a function from time to time. I can't believe that was the first thing out of their mouth. Ja, is onbeskof hoor.
Ja.
0848500942. Messages flooding in already. We'll get through as many as we can. What is the correct response when off the bat, family member is just like, ha, you've put on some weight. It is Monday mailbag today. Email came in very basically. Someone over the holidays saw a family member. Bernadette says they opened with, jy het gewig opgetel.
Ew.
First words out of someone's mouth. It's just rude is what it is. Dion!
Yes?
Hoe gaan het, meneer?
Goed en zelf.
Ja, wat sê je voor iemand als hulle vir jou so sê, dude?
Kijk, ek sê nogal saam met die idee om vir iemand te sê hulle het gewig opgetel.
Ja,
okay.
Hoekom?
Ek denk het is, partykeer kan het een goeie ding wees om iemand te motiveer om gewig te verloor. Ek denk jy kan ooit een slechte ding wees. Dat iemand gewig verloor. Het is dat jy vir iemand sal sê, jy lyk goed, jy het gewig verloor, moet jy die selle kan doen, sê, luister, het bietjie gewig opgetel.
You're a very unpopular person on the WhatsApp line, Tian.
Rob sê, jy is baie ongewild op ons WhatsApp line.
Ja.
Ja, ek kan dink, ek is ongewild by familie. Gathering ook.
Ja, ek wil nou net gevra het, doen jy dit? En, het iemand dit al vir jou gesê?
Ja, kijk, nog niemand het vir my gesê nie, maar dit hang ook af. As ek weet, die persoon was nou swanger gewees of so, dan is dit een ander story.
Ja.
Maar as ek die persoon gesien het en iets enkel lopend of iets saam iemand en het gewig opgetel, dan gaan ek het sê. Maar ek bedoel het in een slechte manier. Net laat die persoon, dit is seker een slechte manier, maar sy moet daarom weet of hy moet daarom weet.
Tjern, ek lach, want as you're talking, the WhatsApp line is running and I haven't had listened to them yet, but I can imagine what they're going to say. Dank je voor die oproep, dude. Lekker middag vir jou.
Cheers.
Sim, mense kan nie sê ons vat net een opinie nie.
Listen.
Ons is oop vir almal se opinies. Mickey B sent us a message on the WhatsApp line that if someone says to you, wow, you've gained weight, you should reply with, Oh, and I see that your situational awareness is still zero.
Cindy,
drag!
Cindy and Fairy Glen is my favorite. Dit het al met my gebeur. My reaksie was, voel jy nou beter?
Yeah, so you kind of put it around on them.
Do you feel good about that? Are you having fun?
Het jy nou gesê wat jy wil sê?
What do we say? What can we suggest to Bernadette? I mean, I think the email was just a rant more than anything.
Yes.
But it's one of those things that, like, we don't talk about people's weights unless your name is Tian.
I was going to say, are you a Tian? And do you believe that you should go, oh, wow, you've put on weight, in the same line as saying to someone, oh, you look great, you've lost weight. I think that sentence should just end at you look great. Moenie van die gewig praat nie, but that's just my opinion. Wat dink jy? 084-8500-942.
I'm laughing because we were laughing at you earlier with your full stops. But there you go. That's a good full stop to have. You look great. Full stop. Wrapping up the Monday mailbag. A couple of important things happening in the world we'll touch on next. But the message we got today was from someone saying, what do you say to an auntie who sees you at festive time and goes, hey, you put on some weight?
Yeah. Bernadette reached out to us on drive@jacarandafm.com. And we got this message in from Astrid. She says, it's simple. If you can't say something good about someone, then keep quiet. If, on the other hand, they ask you directly, do you think I've gained weight? Then be honest. Don't go and say no and then talk to about the person behind their back to other people.
No, if someone asks you, that's fine.
Yeah, I think that's a really good message because as iemand jou opinie vra of dalk vir jou verraad vra, like how do you think I can go about getting healthier and losing the weight, then do that, but don't just unsolicitedly say your opinion and you think the person's fat.
Did you see Pierre's message?
Yes, I did. And I'm cringing. Secondhand cringe is hard here. I asked a colleague once how far along she is, only to find out she was not pregnant, just a little overweight. I felt so bad.
I'm glad you felt bad, Pierre. I'm glad you know what you did.
Yeah, because tensy iemand vir jou vertel, ek verwag 'n baba. Don't congratulate. Don't ask when's the baby coming. Is it a boy or a girl? Moenie vra nie.
Nee woord nie, Pierre.
Even if that person is ready to
pop. Ja, ek kan aanspan. So gewoonlik as iemand van my huis sê, oei, jy het lekker vet geraak of so, dan sê ek, ag, dankie, weet wat, ek lyk so lekker, want ek eet so lekker. Ek weet hoe lyk ek in die spieël. So wie is daarom vir my te sê hoe moet ek lyk, as ek gemaklik is met wie ek sien in die spieël?
Janneke's got it.
Spot on.
What was that? It looks so good because they...
They taste so good because they eat so good.
I can't remember what that ad was.
Farmer Brown chickens.
That's a throwback, right
totally.
There.